Sony has had some big announcements in their recent press release, including the one we've all been waiting for, the price. Just in time for the holiday season. And on the next Region Nerd Alert, we talk about the updates, comparisons with not only its competitors, Xbox, but its past releases from the PlayStation to the PS4. All this on the next Region Nerd Alert, this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio.
Welcome, boys and girls, and everything in between.
Dang, that like ended abruptly.
It was abrupt.
But hello, everyone.
Hi.
I am Hi. Jose Rodriguez, and you are listening to Region Nerd Alert right now, or you're in Region Nerd Alert right now if you're in this room. But everyone else, you are listening on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide on lakeshorepublicradio.org, and Spotify, and also Apple Podcast. And
what is the other app that we're on? Oh, if only we could remember it.
I think it started with either one of the elemental P's, one of those. The
oh, it would NPR be that one.
NPR.
There
one.
We go.
There it is. There it is. And you can find us on all of those. Also, just Google us, and we are also there. And we got a YouTube page now, Region Nerd Alert on Google, and Facebook. Message us anytime. I am always available to be messaged via Facebook for the listeners. But as you heard from the intro, there's been some big reveals. But before that reveal,
major reveals,
let me reveal the cast and crew over here. So I'm Jose Rodriguez, and to my left,
I am Mike, aka Thick Boy, 3 C's 3 I's, Instagram and the Twitters, and the photography is Singularity Photography.
There we go. And if someone would like to inquire you about photography,
hit me up on that Instagrams.
Instagram, there we go. And to his left, we have
Heather. I am Deli Hams with one S on Twitter and two S's on Instagram. I'm the graphic designer of the show.
Nice, there we go, there we go. Yes, she does the wonderful design logo, the little siren that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, yes, yes. Sorry, I was pulling up my notes because to pull that PlayStation logo up, I had to do some switcheroos of the desktop because we only got one computer here. And we do have another computer here, but it's broken. And now it just takes up space.
So what you said is you have to hack the mainframe, basically.
I was hacking the mainframe.
Nice.
Why do you even have it then if it's broken?
It's supposed to be fixed soon, but anyways.
Sounds like an easy thinking out back and beating with a baseball bat.
I think that would definitely that would solve the problem there. But like I said, we have some stuff to talk about, and we have some reveals to talk about. We had a previous episode when Sony announced some things involving games, bug snacks, you know.
Talking about bug snacks.
Talking about bug snacks.
So excited for those bug snacks.
Super excited. I'm kind of sad that it's not like a launch title, but
it's okay. Good things come to those who wait.
That is true.
Bug snacks.
Because as you will know from the rest of this episode, we're going to talk about big old boy Sony, PlayStation gang.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to talk about all their release games, like games that came out via launch. And
a rumor that I heard today that got me real excited.
And a rumor that Mike's going to reveal only if you continue to listen.
And we got to talk about Xbox, too.
And talk about Xbox.
Listen, we can't be too biased here.
Too biased.
Too biased. We can be biased, but we can't be too biased.
We can't be
too
biased.
Tobias. Oh, I thought you said Tobuscus, and I got excited. Remember Tobuscus?
Yeah.
That's a throwback. That's a deep cut.
That's a major
We're talking about a nugget and a biscuit dipped in mashed potatoes. All right, look.
That's a deep, deep cut.
Honestly,
that was the infancy of YouTube.
I constantly think about his videos when I'm on. Actually, my whole radio personality is like a fourth of him. A fourth Tobuscus, a fourth Prince of Persia Warrior Within, a fourth just...
Wait, how is it Prince of Persia Warrior Within? Are you running around on the walls while we're not looking?
In my head, my little avatar in my head is just like
just constantly running.
Little anime girl running around in circles or the square. But anyways, yeah. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to delve right in. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we're going to dance around it and then jump right in. But
you got to dip a toe in.
What are you talking about? Just dive in head first. It's always better.
Head first? Okay. Yeah, this is what you came here for. You're like, I didn't look on the internet because I wanted to watch Region Nerd or listen to Region Nerd Alert. I heard the promos and I wanted to know the PlayStation 5 prices and
the Xbox One prices. Xbox Series X. Right. Sorry.
Wait, was that also revealed recently or has that been
for they've already done all their stuff. Like
that's also caused a huge kerfuffle.
Really?
Yeah. But it's also, you know, new consoles. There's always going to be a kerfuffle.
Right, right.
Well, the PlayStation side and the Xbox side both had just unbelievable
kerfuffles.
Unbelievable mess ups.
So anyway, we have the PlayStation 5 prices. And I say prices because they're offering two packages at launch. The first package, the PS5 Digital Edition, which means straight digital downloads, can't put nothing in it.
No disc drive.
The price is $399. Nice $399, about $400 basically.
Yeah, depending on where you live, it could be like $425,
$423. Something like that.
With tax.
Yeah.
If you're in Australia, it's like it's going to be $500 dues or something like that.
And like your
dollary dues.
If you're in Canada, it takes actually 500 Canadian moose bucks. And
and a quart of maple syrup.
Yeah.
Moose bucks. Syrups. Oh, my goodness. I just imagine Canadian currency just covered in syrup all the time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, that's why it's
plastic. Isn't their currency actually waterproof? So
seriously?
I think it's plastic.
Yeah, it's plastic, so it's waterproof.
Probably
think,
because of the syrup.
To be fair, I think we're one of the only countries left. I could be wrong on this horribly, but I think we're one of the, like, few countries left that actually use like the
paper.
It's like cloth, cotton. Oh, it's not paper, but we use like that style and everything else is like plastic.
Okay.
I mean, just another thing we're slacking on.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Give me waterproof money. I want to swim with it.
syrupy hands.
Stop. I don't like this road.
Chewing on moose jerky. Or
stop. Moose jerky.
Anyway.
This road.
You know, it's just like the PS4 or 5 is lacking a disc drive in this one, right?
What?
The next package in it, PlayStation 5 with the Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive, $100 more, $499, mm-hmm. or $500, depending on where you live.
$500 and $525.
So initial reactions, you guys have already said it's not bad, but what do you think about the price? Like, good, bad?
I guess why is
it, it's like, a lot better than the PS3 was at launch.
I guessed it was going to be around $500. Like, I was like, that should be around it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually changed my mind, though. I was originally going to get the digital version, mm-hmm. but I decided I'm going to get the disc drive one simply because it's going to upscale Blu-rays.
Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely good.
My PS4 is my Blu-ray player, so. Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah, like,
and it's backwards compatible with, right?
Like 99% of PlayStation 4 games will be backwards compatible. They're not going to say 100% because there might be an odd one out that they just didn't test and that they didn't get a chance to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's probably just that one movie tie-in game that they just didn't like. Yeah, no one's going to play that one.
I do like how they gave you the option of it because some people, like, they're not even interested in the slightest to have the disc drive.
Mm-hmm.
But like someone like, you know, me or Mike, like we actually use that as our Blu-ray player. So it's definitely worth the $100 because Blu-ray players now like a decent one.
They don't even make them anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
Well, there are some at Target still.
Well, I mean, when I say they don't make them anymore, the main companies that made them aren't making them anymore. They're moving away from it now that streaming services are taking over. Like, still, like, there's gonna be like third party ones.
There's no point.
Right. But, well, yeah, basically, like, the ones I've seen are $100 that come with, like, it's basically makes the TV smart if it's not already. Like, it comes with the Netflix and the Hulu, as well as, like, the Blu-ray.
And that's the only way they can really bundle it because they're like, hey, like, you're streaming, so here's also, like, a little thing for watching all those DVDs that you don't have yet or they're not streaming.
Right.
Also, I'm not shelling out $240 for a 4K player.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I'm
especially
not doing
when
that.
You could just do it for the, like, spend like a few more $100 and you get
entertainment system.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's also like the whole price. Like, that was the thing for the PlayStation 3. At the time when Blu-rays came out, the PlayStation 3 was the cheapest Blu-ray player you can buy at the time.
Yeah, it was
which
absurd.
Which is insane. Because I think the Blu-ray player that wasn't like a PlayStation 3 was like $1,000 at the time. Wow. So like $600 to $800. Like, well, yes, it's expensive, but it's also the only thing that's going to play my Blu-rays.
Right.
So, and it's like...
And now people are literally just giving Blu-rays away at this point.
Please take my Blu-rays. Please take my Blu-rays.
Please, please put this player in there. but so we are equal opportunity around here and unbiased. Well, we're biased as heck, but we're going to give everyone...
We're biased as heck.
We are biased.
But we'll give it a chance.
Yeah, we'll give it a chance. But the Series X, the big old...
Refrigerator.
Obelisk refrigerator.
It's a refrigerator.
The PC Lite.
The PC,
PC Lite.
Lite fridge.
The speaker and the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Series X. Is it just called the Series, or is it the Xbox Series X?
There's Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. This will not cause problems at retailers. Godspeed.
So the is it just like called the Series then?
Yeah,
like,
it's called the Series.
Like, and then it's just the Series X, the Series
there,
X.
I don't know of a shorthand for it. Like I just call it Series X and Series S, and I try to say them like as much like differentiation in my sayings as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the mess up is coming up because people are ordering Xbox One X's.
X.
Yeah, they're ordering the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Which is the old system, but...
Current one now.
Current.
Yeah.
The current one.
Yeah. Like, it's like the PS Pro type Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, right.
Like the 4K thing and everything.
What's really funny is that I noticed that on Xbox pre-order day that the Xbox One X went up 748% on Amazon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because people are like, wait, that's not what I wanted.
Wait, what is
like,
this?
Wait.
Why is it here? But anyways, the Series X,
yes,
I guess, which is the more expensive one,
yes,
is going to be released at $499.
Yes.
$500, which is how much was the PS5 with the disc drive? That was
$499.
Yeah, $499.
Yep. Yeah.
But their digital version, which I guess is called the Series S then?
Yes.
Is $299.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is $300, which is $200 price difference as opposed to the $100 price difference from Sony.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently heard that there's
from me.
Another from me.
Me. I told you.
I'm the
me.
Source.
I am the source. But, I am the one.
But I didn't know that it's basically a different system.
Yeah, so I just know too much. So the Series S is a weaker system compared to like, so Sony literally said like, we're just going to take out the disc drive and it's just a digital version. It's the same exact one. It's just $100 less. It's just digital.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not weaker. It's not stronger. It's the same, just minus the disc drive. That's probably because in another 2 years, they'll probably have a pro version coming out with a remodel of it and won't be as big, but that's future.
It is a chunky boy.
It is a chunk boy. But that's a problem for future gamers to deal with, not current gamers.
Not I.
Yeah. 2 years from now, we'll be dealing with that nonsense. The Series X and S, there's a large difference in power, but the Series S can still run the games coming out. They'll still be 4K and have stable frame rate. But that's now. I don't know how they'll be in like for the future, like end of life games, if they'll be like, oh, well, this is the weaker one, so it can only run at 30 frames per second.
Mm.
But it's stronger than the PlayStation 4 Pro in the current systems, but not as strong as the newer system, like the top of the line newer systems.
Like I'd reckon that when a console comes out, like they don't use 100% of its power like at launch, right? Like because when I see games come out later, like oh, those games have way better graphics.
You'll get a couple. Like you'll get like the launch titles that like show it off. But
Ratchet and Clank is going to be probably doing that. But not even then, that's not going to be using. It's all about how the developers learn to develop on the system.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why like Uncharted 1 looks different than Uncharted 3 on PlayStation 3, because Uncharted 1 was at the beginning of the PlayStation 3. And they were learning how to develop on it. And then Uncharted 3 was at the end of PlayStation 3, and they learned how to develop on it.
Oh, so they were both released PS3 generation.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is wild, right?
Yeah, that's actually really
They look wild. Night and day, right?
It's very night and
yeah,
day.
Yeah, Last of Us 1 was on PlayStation 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then
that was end of generation.
Right at the end of the life, Part 2. Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of insane. Like, I never thought about that.
Only because time gives them more ability to figure out how to do tricks and all that with the systems.
Like ollies and
Not like yeah. that. Kickflip. Not state board.
It's, well, it also has to do with the internals of it because they are because at the beginning of the life cycle they only get so much time with it and they're still have to develop for the PS4 and then as we move deeper into the PS5 life cycle they're going to stop making them for the PS4 focus exclusively on the 5
so they won't be as limited
and the other thing too is like when they tout like yeah it's going to play 60 frames a second that's if the game is developed for it because like Bloodborne is set at 30 frames a second, like you can't change that. Whereas other games can, it could technically play 60 frames a second, but those games probably aren't.
But you will get faster loading times on Bloodborne.
I'm for that.
Like, so even if the game is set for 30 frames, like it's hard set for like, oh, the developer had in mind, like I want this game at 30 frames. Yeah. I don't want it anything
which
less.
Is wrong. But
I mean, it's like movies. Like, hey, I want this. Like, the movies are supposed to run at 24 frames per second, but some people are insane. They're like, I want my movie 28.9 frames.
There's an argument to be made, though.
I know.
For 30 for 60.
I know. But I mean, some people like have their thing like that. And so Bloodborne will have advantage of that solid state drive now in there. The NVMe, supposedly solid state drive, which are so fast and so nice.
On a scale, like. How fast is it compared to other?
I have them in my computer now. They are faster than solid state drives because they're the next gen like solid state drives and all that, and they are amazing. That's what I boot off of on my PC, and it just there's no comparison. And Sony's using a proprietary one, which kind of sucks because we're going back to the memory card system on both the Xbox and the PlayStation 4. Fun times, it'll be better for games because we're not going to be bogged down by loading.
Well, that's good. That's because I'm actually playing on PS4 Cyber Neptunia Goddesses Online 4.
That's a mouthful.
And the load time is insane in the beginning, but then after that, like it picks up. But yeah, that load time initially is like pretty long.
So I didn't catch it. What's the hard drive on the PS5?
It is a weird number
of
825 something gigs.
So one Call of Duty game is what I'm hearing, plus an update.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
It's only like that because it's actually 1 terabyte, but because they have to take a chunk of that for the system, it's an odd number. And it's going to be the same thing. I think it's just 1 terabyte or something like that for the Xbox, but it's not going to be the whole 1 terabyte. It's going to take that system space.
I feel like that's how Call of Duty eliminates the competition. Like our thing is
Call
so
of Duty
big,
takes people out.
You can play just Call
you
of Duty.
You can just play Call of Duty. So if you want to play it, you got to commit.
I mean,
to Call of Duty.
It's gonna suck because I'm going to have to buy something like big at the like coming up here because I have 2 terabytes on my PlayStation 4 and I'm out of space. And since all my games are gonna be able to play on PlayStation 5,
that's gonna be one of those. That's going to be a server.
It's going to be a culling. I'm going to do a culling again. I'm sorry, Red Dead. Goodbye.
I was sad the first time I undownloaded.
Grand Theft Auto's not touching my system until I feel like it.
Which Grand Theft Auto?
The
new old one?
New old one that they're re-releasing on PlayStation 5 for the 54th time.
Oh, man. But, speaking of releases, I think the PlayStation has a decent... Like, obviously, like, there's a lot more I'm excited for, you know, Bugsnax, Horizon, Forbidden West. But there's some really decent ones coming out at release compared to, like, past release games for PlayStation. There's Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Astro's Playroom, which is just, like, their little thing.
Demo
that,
area.
Yeah, yeah. Demon's Souls at release, which I was...
Hype.
I was pretty surprised, like, at release it's going to be there.
So that's going to be so good.
Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales. I was also surprised, like, wow, that's at release. Like, that's another game that I really wanted to play for that. Watch Dogs Legion, which I didn't even hear about until today, and I didn't know they were making a new one of that, so that's pretty interesting.
You can, like, control people.
Control people via hacking them and stuff? Huh. I gotta watch the trailers for that, or I guess they're probably... past the trailers at this point, but Sackboy Big Adventure is also being released. I'm not sure if Little Big Planet has been released. I feel like they have in the past. I could be wrong. Like at release, like Little Big Planet was there.
I don't think so. I honestly don't know. I know the third one wasn't. Because I've played all of them. I don't think they were release titles.
I don't think any of them were, no.
Knack was, if you're excited about Knack.
Oh.
Knack's not a launch title, though, this time around.
No, because Knack is terrible.
What are you talking about? Knack. Knack.
Madden NFL.
Sportball.
I could care. I don't even
know. Yeah,
or is it the National Football League? Is that what that is?
NFL?
Yep.
Yeah.
See? Look at that sportball, 2021. Holy moly! And Godfall, that game with like that hype music. I think we talked about in the last podcast. And
oh yeah, my notes on it were literally, it looks boring.
No, it looks like a Diablo kind of like thing, but you won't know till we.
I was about to say, the only thing I remember about it is from the what is it, State of Play.
Also, Destruction All Stars. That actually looked like an interesting game.
Because
Rocket League actually was a fun game.
Yeah, I love Rocket League.
And I think that's like their way of trying to make a sports type game, but like unique.
Yeah, that's the one where you can get out, where you can get your car blown up and you run around.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm not exactly sure the rules if that's like your main objective or not, but I feel like at this point, like, we have such great graphics for games. Like, when it comes to sports, I don't mind seeing new sports being invented. Like, this is an old board game, but remember that, like, football board game where, like, it wasn't football, but, like, they had little figurines of, like, robot players? Very old.
Vaguely.
It's like, I got to look that up, but if you're listening to this and you know it, send Region Nerd Alert a message on Facebook. But, man, I never played that game. I just played with the figures, and I was like, this is so cool. I don't know what's going on. Because football, right? But anyways, yeah, decent release titles.
Yeah.
And there's plenty more that I'm excited for.
God of War.
Ragnarok?
Next year?
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, it's not launch, but...
That was really. That looks delicious. They just announced that this last one, right? Oh my God! I was like, another God of War.
I was like watching the thing. They're not going to announce a God of War. It's been too short of a time. All of a sudden, God of War, like,
yep,
wow, out of nowhere. Just like,
also,
like,
what was the other? It's not a launch title either, but there was another game that all the nerds are going to be happy about.
Final Fantasy 16.
There you go.
Final Fantasy 16.
I'll look at it, pick it up, and go, "Yep, that's a video
game." Here's the issue: we're not going to get that game for years.
Oh, Square Enix.
Years. Yeah. You know why? Because they said in an interview after that, like, by the way, we're not getting out any information about this coming up in Tokyo Game Show. We'll be giving next information about this title next year. I'm like, you!
They love announcing games. They love announcing games, but not making them.
But here's a fun fact about Final Fantasy 16. This is the first game not burdened by the Final Fantasy 13 and 13 Verses problem. Like, if you think about it.
What was the problem?
Yeah, I was...
So... The last Final Fantasies that really came out was that, like, of Versus and, like, Lightning. Those were originally supposed to be, like, a duo game. Mm. And a whole bunch of crap happened behind the scenes that nobody, unless you were a fly on the wall at Square Enix, nobody fully knows except for the Kingdom Hearts guy's freaking insane.
The Kingdom Hearts guy?
The guy who makes Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, he knows about it?
He made those games.
Oh.
And he's nuts.
Gotcha.
Look at Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah. That,
and why it takes 10 years of, like, 15 years of someone's life to make Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yep. We were all grown up.
But
I was still amazed that game even came out.
These games are not burdened by those. These are the first games not burdened by that since 2016.
I thought you were going to say they're not burdened by a shit like a... Like a backstory. I was like, what is the lore connecting all of these games?
Here's a fun fact. They're all shards of the Final Fantasy 14. Like, I mean, they could be in a way.
You lost me.
That's alternate worlds. That's a deep cut.
It ain't that deep.
If you're not playing Final Fantasy 14 online.
Oh, I guess. But.
Yeah. But so it's going to be interesting to see, because actually the people who produced and are developing Final Fantasy 14 Online that saved that game from being a complete and total disaster are making this one.
Was 15 the boys one?
Yes.
Yeah, the boys traveling band
one. I have that one. That's the next game I'm going to be. I've had that since like it came out.
Word of warning for you, pick up the DLC.
Pick it up?
Yep, because it fixes all the problems, most of the problems that game has.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you will not... be fully happy about that game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's why I'm playing Cyber Neptunia Goddess Online 4.
And I'm playing Skyrim.
But
I can't wait for that to come to PS5.
The interesting thing about that one, too.
Oh, I don't know anymore.
You'll actually like this. The guy who made the fighting system for Devil May Cry 5 mm-hmm. is making the fighting system for Final Fantasy 16.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
You might have sold me.
Wow. A Final Fantasy, like, RPG elements with, like, the Devil May Cry mm-hmm. fast-paced.
There's some clippets of fighting. Like, he's fighting, like, a Morble uh-huh. in that trailer. Mm-hmm. And it does seem very, like, hack-and-slash Devil May Cry-ish. But there's no UI on it. So we don't know how, if there's any, like, kind of ATB on it or any, like, but we know for sure it's not turn-based.
Hmm. Because Final Fantasy VII Remake, it was kind of giving off some hack and
yeah.
slash vibes.
So I'm thinking that did so well that they're going to take that and evolve it more, which I'm all for.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because we still have to have more Final Fantasy VII games.
Oh, that'll come out in like 2065.
Will it be even released on the PS4 anymore, or probably like
probably not? Probably PlayStation 5
from now on. Wow.
Yeah, and well, next gen too. Well, yeah, PlayStation 5 because I don't know if it'll even be Xbox. Unless Xbox buys Square Enix.
Something else. But speaking of, can we say that as well? Like, Microsoft just bought
ZeniMax,
which is like Bethesda, right?
Which is owns Bethesda. It owns, well, it used to own Obsidian, but Obsidian got bought by Microsoft a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fallout people got bought, and I'm hoping that they fix the Fallout engine.
Oh, you mean the broken, like, on its last screw, putting a long engine that's
yeah.
running all of Fallout and
duct
Skyrim? Taped. Yeah. It's so bad.
Mm.
It's so bad. Like, I said, I'm playing Skyrim again.
Yeah.
And there's just things in there that I'm like, I cannot believe that I put as much time as I have into this game.
What are you playing Skyrim on?
My PS4.
Your PS4?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, it's really bad on PlayStation.
It's so bad. It's mm-hmm. so bad. And I was playing Skyrim, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to boot back up Fallout 4 again.
Oh, wow. Why would you do that to yourself?
What's the term? Masadist? Masochist?
Masochist, yeah.
There you
okay,
go.
Yeah. Masochist. But, yeah, they got bought in like a $7 billion? Million?
I didn't look at the numbers for the price.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A whole lot of money.
Man.
All of their games will now be first put on the Xbox Game Pass at launch, which is a win-win because if it's another crapshoot like, you know, Fallout 4, then you don't lose any money.
That's true.
They're not going fully exclusive because they said the games that they make will be a case-by-case basis on if they come out onto PlayStation or not.
See, that's where my problem comes in, because the case-by-case basis thing doesn't sound good, because they can say that mm-hmm. and then they can go the Destiny 2 route where they put it on Xbox and then they go, okay, yeah, the PS5 is going to get it next year.
Yeah, that's probably what they're going to do.
That's such garbage.
That's such garbage. They'll probably do like, oh, we'll get a month earlier. Or they'll do it like, oh, it's a year exclusive.
Yeah, that's dumpsters.
What
that is garbage.
Demon's Souls is doing. Demon's Souls is supposedly coming to PC as well, but it's not coming out till PC till next year.
Oh, I don't support that either. I don't support that either. That's dumpsters.
Yeah, wait.
That's terrible. That's so stupid.
We're like time exclusivity. Mm-hmm. Like that's weird. Like,
well, the thing that you got to understand, Microsoft doesn't, their end goal now is not consoles anymore.
That's software.
Yeah, they don't want consoles. They want streaming. They want you on their Game Pass.
Hmm.
They want to be on PlayStation. Like, their end goal might be 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Mm-hmm. Their end goal is to be on PlayStation and Nintendo. Nintendo might not be shaking hands right now, and Sony might not be shaking hands right now, but eventually that is their end goal, to be on these systems.
Hmm.
And that's going to be their way to sneak on these systems. Like, hey, you want our things? Pay us money, and you'll have your Game Pass on there, and you can play. Like, that's how they're going to do it. They don't want to make consoles anymore. Hmm. They want streaming. They want to be Netflix. And, I mean, the Game Pass thing is really cool. Like, I'm not a fan of Microsoft. I don't really care for Halo or Gears of War or anything like that. But I have the Game Pass for PC, and it's let me play games that I probably wouldn't have played before.
Wow. And how much is the Game Pass on PC?
It was $5 a month when it was in beta, but now I think it's gone up to $10 a month because it's out of beta. And the Game Pass that you can use for streaming is more. I think it's like
so it works like
$20
or
something like that.
You get the Game Pass and you get to play all the games on there.
On there, yes. As long as it's on that thing. Like if you have a PC.
So is it sort of like the PS Plus, like where you get free games a month, except you get all the games right off the bat.
Yes.
And you could download anything.
Yes.
That's actually really cool.
Yep.
I have not heard about that. That sounds like something I would love to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have like a lot of like one-player games? Like,
There's multiplayer, one-player. The only downside is that if you don't have Xbox Gold, you can't play multiplayer games. So like that's kind of like a sucky thing.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
If you buy the bundled package, like the more expensive one, that's like for your system, even it comes with Gold for a year. So it's kind of worth it to get that, even though you don't have a system, because Gold is like $60.
Not bad, Xbox.
But that's because they want to be Microsoft, Netflix. And that's where it's going.
Everything will be subscription based. Food,
on a subscription service. Well, I'm pretty sure that already exists.
Actually, it's all those subscription services for food. Like, hey, we'll deliver food to your door.
Oh my God, it's already here. Utilities.
I mean, if you think about it, water and electrical is just a subscription service that you pay monthly.
Yeah.
heat and water, man. That's the OG one.
OG subscription. Yeah. Streaming water right now.
That's the OG subscription service.
What water do you have? Oh, I got that.
I got that well.
That nips go hot.
Nips go hot.
But, I mean, that's, even if you don't like it, that's where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the writing on the wall. Like, it might not be this console generation. It might not be next console generation. But in the future, things will be streaming.
Yeah, see, that I don't have a problem with. What I have a problem with is companies carving up content and keeping it for themselves and stopping other people from playing that content.
Well, that's what, like, Netflix and streaming, like, initially they were our saviors from what the cable companies were doing with channels and content. And now the streaming companies are becoming what the cable companies were.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we need a new savior, another pirates.
We're going
over the
back
horizon.
To cable. No. But I mean,
back
we don't,
to cable.
We don't know what Microsoft is actually going to do though, because they bought Minecraft and everyone's like, well, that's it. That's the end of Minecraft on like PlayStation, and then they're totally not gonna come to anything Nintendo did. But they released it on Switch and they made Minecraft Dungeons and released it everywhere.
Oh yeah, no,
and the only reason PlayStation took forever for the Bedrock version to come to the PlayStation 4 was because Sony said, we don't want crossplay. Crossplay is bad.
Yeah, no, Sony is wrong for that.
Yeah, and then eventually they caved in because they had to, and then they immediately got the Bedrock version of Minecraft, which lets you crossplay with all the systems.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
That would be so cool if, like...
You can only...
Most things are crossplay.
Yeah, like, you just have to see what they're going to do, because so far they've been good. I mean, obviously you're going to keep Gears of War, they're going to keep Halo.
Yeah.
I can see them like taking maybe Obsidian or Bethesda and making them make Fable, which if they get a new
there was something about a Fable, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's a new Fable coming out, but I don't know who's developing it.
Yeah.
But if they get a new engine and they get their heads on straight over at Fallout Land, they can make a good Fable. But I mean, that all depends on if they get their heads on straight.
Yeah.
Todd Howard, man, he's crazy.
Yeah, until then, we're going to get, you know, Skyrim for the PS5.
Which, do you think?
And then...
Like, I asked you this question before. Do you think they bought Bethesda so that they wouldn't release a Skyrim on the PlayStation 5 and Xbox?
Oh, man.
They saved us from a terrible timeline?
I
like,
hope...
Hey, who's working on Skyrim right now? You're all fired.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop right now.
I hope so, because... As much as I like Skyrim, I don't want to see it anymore.
I'm sick of Grant. I'm sick of all like my friends I went to high school with, like getting that game, drink in real life, but also drink at their condos.
Yeah.
Via
Grand Theft Auto.
And that's all they do. And they just go out and blow each other up and then just chill. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Do it in real life. I mean, COVID, like pandemic wise, that's a good idea, but They were doing that way before, too.
Yeah.
Just go.
I'm sick of seeing Skyrim.
How about for this next part of the show, we take a step back and look at what history has given us and what history will be in the future. What history will be in the future.
That's the name of the episode.
What history will be in the future. I was going to do this. Yeah, you know what? Let's do it like by system. Like not by system, but you know what? If it came out, it came out. Boom, bada boom. Mm-hmm. So the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. So going back to earlier release dates when we were younger and we would stand in line till midnight and, oh, man, I can't wait to get Guitar Hero 3. That's going to be great. I want to play 2 and then beat 3 or whatever. I stood in line for that. But anyways, let's take it back there. So when the PlayStation initially, like the PlayStation, went on sale in North America, it came out September 1995, and the price point was $300.
Mm-hmm.
$299. And obviously, if it came out now, like, it's kind of similar, actually, because it's just, what, $400, $500?
Probably, be around with all that, maybe, like, $600, $700.
What year was this again?
1995.
So this price point isn't, like, wallops higher than what it used to be.
Yeah.
No.
Like, $300 for a console is pretty standard. No. I mean, the Switch came out, right, for $300.
Yeah.
It would translate to roughly about the same, because there was far more expensive consoles out there.
Right, because I guess going back even further, the NES was $199, $200 in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
So that, in 1985, to shell out $200 for a game system that was jumping and dying, basically. It's pretty fascinating. And 1986, Sega was still a thing. Sega Master System came out, $200. Then the Sega Genesis came out in 1989 at $189. So we're getting lower.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last system I can really remember. Like, I kind of remember having an NES from, like, my cousins, but obviously I wasn't alive for the release. But Sega Genesis, I remember, it was 1989, but I remember getting a Sega Genesis, like it was still in stores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the SNES was $199, and that came out in 1991. So we're still, that $200 price point is, it seems right that nowadays it would be like $100 or $200 more, is what I'm trying to say.
There, I remember, I think it was a Jaguar. I think it was a Jaguar. Like, when that came out, it would cost in today's money like $800 and something.
Ooh.
It was absurd.
Really? Like, yeah. I'm not sure how they do conversions like that. Like, houses were like a nickel back in the day, but now,
yeah, it was like a nickel and a pledge against communism.
Right. You a commie?
Inflation
nope.
rate. You just gotta do like the inflation
which,
rate thing.
Yeah.
But, I don't know the thing offhand.
Yeah, that is one. I am not that type of nerd. Like, I cannot do math. I mean, I could do a little math, like 2 + 2. Or,
what does it mean? What's the answer? Come on, nerd.
Poor.
Fish.
I was expecting fish. I was expecting fish, yeah.
But, this is very. Now, the Sega Saturn in 1995, how much do you think that would be?
Sega Saturn 1995.
Release date.
$300.
Now, mind you,
If I remember Sega, they tried to push that thing hard. I would say probably about $400.
The 3D graphics and everything.
Yeah, they probably pushed it for about $450.
It was $400.
Oh, really?
At release date. And I didn't have a Sega Saturn, but making me sound like a troubled kid. My stepdad had a Sega Saturn back in the day.
I have a Sega Saturn right now.
Really?
I do.
Dude, do you have Primal Rage?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
I need to get Primal Rage.
I will buy Primal Rage to play it on your Sega Saturn, because that was the game. You could be a raptor or, like, a T-Rex. Oh, that was
I got it specifically for one game, and it is impossible to find this game. Power Stone 2.
Power Stone.
Power Stone 2.
Why does that sound familiar?
It's basically, it's like a 3D arena fighter, and it's kind of in the vein of Smash Bros., where there's items that fall, and you know, you get like a giant hammer or sword or whatever, but then you pick up a power stone, and then your character transforms into this ridiculous like creature thing, and you just wipe the board with everybody.
That actually sounds like a pretty.
It is like the last time.
How much would that cost? Like
the game, I found one copy of it, and it was like $130.
Man,
and that is the one copy that I found. It's.
Now, 1995, now we're getting into the region where all the stuff is coming out. So the PlayStation is out. The Sega Saturn is out. And also the N64 comes out the next year, 1996.
That was my first system.
So we're getting
finally
into
finally one I recognize.
So N64, Sega Saturn, and the PlayStation. Bam. These are the systems that you're having. And that was $200. Release. I'm not sure if like they had like this is release date, like we're not saying oh they lowered the price overall, but honestly the N64 is like one of my favorite systems. Like that, I don't know if it's because I grew up with it or that weird alien controller like was so ergonomic in my little hands. Like,
was it?
I was like
so
this,
dumb.
Nintendo has not had a good controller.
Like, no, I understand.
GameCube
this.
Solid controller.
It was an okay controller.
No, solid controller.
I would use GameCube controllers on every console ever. I would use it on the PC if they have like a PC GameCube controller.
They do.
I did love the GameCube controller, but once again, I did love the N64 controller, and that was
that thing is atrocious.
An atrocious,
pretty bad.
It was cool.
It gave you blisters on your thumb for playing Mario Party. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And
for mini games,
and right here too.
Yeah, because you try to do the same thing
because you have to rotate.
I think didn't they include like rubber pads?
Yeah,
in
because
the game?
They had to because they like it was a whole thing in the news where like children are getting blisters on their thumb. They're in this Mario Party game.
Do your children have bloody palms?
Contact Nintendo, if your kid has blisters.
Oh man, bloody palms.
I was like, I got one too, but I didn't know what it was from one day. I just like, where the f-
just routine.
Yeah.
But
Mario mini games, man.
We went from bloody claws or whatever we just said, bloody palms. I can't say that to Joy-Con drift. Good job, Nintendo.
Joy-Con drift.
Just fixed it myself. Whew.
I still haven't had it yet. I'm waiting for the day.
Don't. It's terrible.
I'm waiting.
Wait for Switch?
Yeah, I fixed my Joy-Con myself.
Oh, I didn't know that there was a problem with them.
They drift. You'll just be standing there, and all of a sudden your character will just wander off. Like, I'm not even touching the controller.
Like, for GameCube and stuff, you just have to unplug it and plug it back in, and then it, like, aligns for some reason. But
PlayStation has the issue, too, as well. I think Xbox as well.
My PS4, one of my controllers, the right... analog stick is completely busted.
Spinning around
the
camera.
It you go one way and it's super fast, but on the other it just drags.
Oh, I absolutely
hate
it. Playing Smash Brothers, like you could tell because the C stick, be, like you can.
Yeah, you'll pause it and the camera will be like, oh, okay, I need to unplug it. That's why I'm not doing anything right.
That's why I keep doing my Smash moves and I don't want to. But anyways, to go back to like the PlayStation, the games that stood out to me, like you guys may have looked at this list and thought differently, but Street Fighter was on it initially.
Mm.
Not Street Fighter, Street Fighter the movie, the game.
Mm.
And it looked very bad.
Oh, it was terrible.
NBA Jam looked very bad. Ridge Racer looked decent for the time. Which was something that's weird. Ridge Racer came out for PlayStation, and then PS2 on its release, Ridge Racer, what was it? Ridge Racer 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we jumped 1 to 5, and I don't know if the other 4 came out on the original PlayStation or not. But also, Rayman was like one of the biggest things. Like
Rayman was pretty big.
Yeah.
And that got a lot of people buzzing. But after the PlayStation, the PS2 launched at $299, $300, the same as the PlayStation. And everyone thought, like, the PlayStation 2 was, like, one of their best launches because, like, the price was so, oh, okay, I paid that for PlayStation 1. I don't mind paying it for PlayStation 2. And that came out in the year 2000. Armored Core 2 came out for that. Dead or Alive 2 Hardcore came out. Dynasty Warriors 2 came out at launch.
I love Dynasty Warriors.
Me too.
It's such a stupid game, but it's so good.
Same. But Madden NFL, of course, NHL came out. Ready to Rumble Boxing Round 2. Silent Scope. I don't think I've ever played that.
That is my game.
Is it?
That is my game. I love that game.
That sounded familiar. I was like, I put it on here because I don't remember.
If we ever go into an arcade and there's a Silent Scope game, that is the first thing I'm playing.
Oh, is that that sniping game?
That's the one with the big sniper rifle. That is my game.
Time Splitters and Unreal Tournament, which I completely forgot about.
Unreal Tournament or Time Splitters?
Well, I love Time Splitters, but Unreal Tournament, I used to play the heck out of that.
I used to play the map where it's like two castles floating in space with just a bunch of rocks between them, and I would sit behind my castle and just launch that remote control nuke.
Those were so fun. But so where are we at? 1995, 1996. So 1999, Dreamcast came out at $200. And
I also have a Dreamcast.
And 2001, GameCube came out. So we're at the 2000 PS2 came out, 2001 GameCube came out. But also in 2001, the Xbox came out for a $300 price tag. So now we're at that level. So from here on, I'm just going to go the Power 3 because Sega just...
Yeah, just fell off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the 360 came out in 2005 at the $400 price tags, and then they later they released the Core Edition for $300. PlayStation 3 came out 2006 at $600, which is probably one of their worst releases.
Yeah, no, it was
the worst release.
It was so bad. And that was the base model, too.
Yeah.
That was, what, 30 gigs?
I think I remember, like, Attack of the Show talking about it, one of their Christmas things. Like, do not get this. This is
It was so bad. It was seriously, it was like 30 gigs or something. It had, like, just the base two USB ports. And then you jump up to the 60 gig that had the little, like, the chrome trim on it. And it was so much better, but it was also, like, so much more expensive. It was ridiculous.
And the only things you're playing at launch, Call of Duty 3, Ridge Racer 7, Tony Hawk's Project 8, Mobile Suit Gundam Crossfire, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Like, that's not a very strong lineup for games at launch either. Mm-hmm. But then we go to PlayStation 4, which costs $400 at launch. We're getting better. Not bad. And it had pretty powerful games as well. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghost, Contrast, which I looked it up. That's actually a pretty cool puzzle game looking. Yeah. DC Universe Online, FIFA 14, Flower, which is like an indie game.
Flower is so cool.
Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Again, really cool.
Killzone, Shadowfall, Madden NFL, Lego Marvel, Superheroes, Need for Speed, and Knack. For PlayStation.
Good old Knack.
At release, Knack. Though.
Everybody loves Knack.
And then the X-Bone cost $400. I didn't even put a date when it came out.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just running around.
They're usually pretty close to one another.
Yeah. And then, that was about the last one. Oh, and also Nintendo, after the GameCube, 2006, the Wii came out. 2012, which I didn't know was a full 6 years later with the success of the Wii at $250. $250 Wii U came out in 2012, which I didn't know lasted until 2017, which
The Wii was a huge mistake, though. Like, they made a big issue with that by calling it the Wii U.
Oh, the Wii U.
Yeah, the Wii U was a huge... Yeah. That's what I meant to say, is Wii U. Was
that's what I think Microsoft is doing with the Xbox Series X and the Xbox One X.
Yep.
I feel like that's what they're doing, but the only time will tell. But to me, I feel like they're naming a mistake.
So now that we've talked about the ghost of history's past,
yes,
let's talk about the Christmas ghoul of the future history.
Just in time for spooky season.
Exactly. Spooky season. So Nintendo Switch is still probably their newest.
Yeah. There's rumors on the horizon right now that a Pro model will be coming out. It is kind of, they're due for a remaster, remake for their system. So maybe in like the next year or so, we'll see a new Nintendo system.
Cool. But Nintendo Switch, the PlayStation 5, and the Xbox Series X1 S, whatever it is.
You almost
called.
Got it.
The thing is, you almost got it.
You almost got it.
That was close. How long do you think do you see these systems lasting? like success-wise before we see the PlayStation 6 or the Xbox ZF4.
Do you mean like a Pro model or like a 6 or a X2?
I guess let's first do the Pro model and then the 6.
I'll say the Pro model within 3 years.
2-3 years, yeah.
2-3 years, yeah. That's PlayStation 5 Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be enough time for them to get everything a little bit smaller and like another design together. Mm-hmm. The components that make these things will be cheaper. Mm-hmm. Won't be in a pandemic, so they actually will be cheaper to get.
Work out any bugs it has. You know,
yeah. And
it just melts.
Just melts it out.
Just wilts like a flower.
It is such a thick boy. It's so unreal, dude.
Well, there you have it, folks. We have the next gen now.
I do have one last thing to say.
Yes.
There is a rumor going around.
Oh, yes. Mike's big rumor reveal. Yeah.
There is a rumor going around, and this is dear to my heart, a full remake of Metal Gear Solid 1.
Oh, it's going on PC, right?
PC and PS5.
Oh. If that's on the PS5, that's sold.
You know. Right?
I want this.
Tokyo Game Show starts tonight at 4:00 in the morning. So if it's going to be announced, it'll be announced during Tokyo Game Show.
I'll be up by then.
I will also be up because I have work.
Konami's thing isn't until I think Friday, our time. Because tonight is Microsoft, Lightning Games, and Square Enix. And then Friday,
I'll be sitting there with clenched fist waiting for it.
Well, because maybe I'll get my Silent Hill.
I don't. Oh, that ain't gonna happen.
That doesn't exist anymore. That won't ever
happen.
That's dead.
I wish it was, because PT was so good.
It was the best. Oh, I can't even describe it. I won't even describe it. But anyways, that's the show. I'm Jose Rodriguez. To my left, we have
Mike, a.k.a. Thick Boy.
And to his left, we have
Heather.
Heather, 3 C's, 3 I's.
No, nope. Deli Hams.
That's the one.
Deli Hams with 1 S on Twitter and 2 S's on Instagram.
And there we go. And remember, follow us on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere where podcasts are streaming, but just the ones I mentioned. NPR One. I don't know where else we are.
But, everywhere.
everywhere. Type us in on Google. But thank you all for listening, and thanks for nerding out. And remember, if you have any comments about any of this stuff, go to the Facebook page. But I'm Jose Rodriguez, signing off for Rager Nerd Alert, and goodbye.
Bye.